So, Homeland.
Yes.
I kind of can't even believe that, like, a new season has started. It's so weird. Actually, thinking about it, like, I can't believe that the break is gone. The break is over.
It's pretty
weird. Like, I survived it. It felt so long. But at the same time, it was really nice. I really enjoy when it's not on. Like, I really thoroughly enjoy it.
Right.
And I don't know. So, I guess, what were your overall thoughts on the episode? Quality? Did you like it? Good? Bad? Goodish?
I enjoyed it. I pretty much always enjoy it, let's be real. But, you know, it was definitely a setup episode.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of it was, like, necessary for the season. I don't know. I still liked it.
I felt like, okay, so first of all, someone had tweeted me that the premiere was 61 minutes long, and I was like, oh my god, it's gonna be like 30 minutes of just, you know, her being completely, you know, in this new life, and she's gonna be so smiley, and I was just like, I was like, oh, I can't wait. And then a few days before the premiere, it was like, they put up the runtime and it was 51 minutes, and I was like, okay, so I guess that's to be expected.
It's longer
than the great majority of the episodes they did last year, but I was like, 10 minutes less of her being, you know, happy? Like, no. And then, like, it turned out that all of the jokes that that Claire had made about, you know, she's happy for like 5 minutes were literally true, because I felt like there was only 5 minutes of her being actually happy before, like,
and then she was getting shoved out of the van,
right? Or like street. Before forces, you know, would conspire to just like turn her life to shit again. And I was just like, I don't know. I think I read a lot of reviews way more than I ever have before. So
that's so funny, because I didn't read any. I literally read zero.
The great majority of them were extremely positive, and I was like, which is surprising to me. It's always surprising when critics don't hate the show, because when I first got into the show, which was like right at the beginning of the second season, I kind of binge watched the first season in like 48 hours. But anyways, was sort of the beginning of the backlash against the show. And so I think I had sort of grown up on the fact that people complained about the show. And so last year and this year especially, like, people have like really turned around on it. And it's just always weird to me to read that, because I'm just so surprised that they like the show and aren't whining about it. So I read a lot of reviews, and I think that kind of raised my expectations, which I tried not to, and that's like one of the reasons why I don't like to read the reviews. But I read a lot of them before, and they were all really, really positive. And I think that when I first watched it, I was kind of like, that's it? Not in like a bad way, I guess. I think it was just the episode felt a lot shorter than it was to me. And then I also think just the fact that it was the premiere, and I was kind of like building it up in my mind, when obviously, you know, I shouldn't have, but I think the good news is that, so, you know, Sunday night when the episode was over, I was like, it was pretty good. And then I rewatched it subsequently a few times after that, which always to me says that I like the episode if I have like the desire to
watch it again,
rewatch it. And it's grown a lot on me since then. So I think that it was an effective premiere. And, you know, the first episodes are always kind of that way. It's really like they have to do another pilot, if you think about it. The fact that they're moving the show to a brand new location, they're introducing like 5 new characters. The characters that we already know, which is just basically, I think, like Saul, Quinn, and Carrie.
Dardo.
Right. But like, you know,
who cares about Dardo? Just kidding.
Pretty much. I would have said the same thing. But, you know, the characters that we already know are in completely different places than when we last left them. So it's almost like a brand new show, kind of, that they have to like reintroduce. And so I thought that it was effective in that. I thought it was surprising in a lot of really good ways. Nothing was problematic to me or foreboding or really made me nervous in the premiere, I would say. So I liked it. I really liked it.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I had the same reaction. I was at the end, I literally said out loud, that's it. But that's because, like, I was like, I want more now. Because it was, like, you know, good setup. And then it was, like, the beginning of, like, the moving forward. Like, the last 10 minutes were like, okay, now the plot's moving forward. And then it was over. And I was like, no.
I kind of, like, wish we had gotten one more scene of Carrie being happy and domestic. I'm not sure what that would have been, because they basically, I mean, they covered all the bases of like why she's happy, you know, like she likes her job. She has a relationship with her child now, who is has been recast by a much cuter little girl.
I wish Nicole had said something.
Oh, she said, I love you. And the scene where she's dropping her off at school.
But like,
it was very quiet, but
I wish that there were more words. I don't know. It's a weird wish. I don't know. It's just ignore me.
I know what you mean, because I did feel like in some of the scenes, it was a lot of Claire just like speaking at this little girl.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That's how I felt. But like, it's fine. Like, I get it.
That
like,
is true. I think that it's just a given when it's actor who's like 3 years old, you know, it's like, what are they really going to say?
Right. If I was like going to add like a domestic scene, like maybe have the child like speak some lines, like that's pretty much like the one wish that I had for that. But that it's not like a huge deal.
I kind of wish that we had seen. So if I was to add one scene to the episode, actually there's a few, and maybe we can return to that at the end once we discuss everything, because I think that's a good question, but what scenes would you add to that episode, or which would you take away, because they were like, what is the point of this? All right, so I guess we both liked the episode. Lots of new characters were introduced, and I'm interested to hear your take on all of them. I guess
I was actually just talking about this with my dad. I'm like, I don't know. I need to like wait till like watch more. But I was just like lamenting to him about how I'm like
your first
so
impressions
sad.
Then because like what's your first impressions
right,
is what I want to know.
Because like last season, like I loved the whole crew of characters. Like I really enjoyed all. Like I don't know, it was like a great crew, and like this so far, I don't like feel like any. Like, oh my God, like, I love this new character. I don't feel that yet. I mean, that could change. Who knows?
So, besides John Redmond, who I know you love and adore, and besides Lockhart, who wasn't introduced last year, he was introduced in season 3, what other...
Season 4 characters? Like, okay, yeah. I liked John Redmond, Lockhart, and then there was Martha, and, like, Martha's husband. I loved that whole storyline. And then there was Farrah and Max. Like, I really enjoyed, like, the whole crew. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Like, I loved Martha. She was the best.
Too. Like, it's... I kind of hope that... What if, like... this is never going to happen, but, like, it would be so great if she was the director of the CIA. I know that's never going to happen because she wasn't even in the CIA. But, like... I just want her to be back on the show. But anyways.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Me neither. But like, so.
I know what you mean, in that last year the show was filled with lots of new characters that were really likable. Or if they weren't, you just liked them regardless.
Yeah.
This year feels a lot more. I feel like the setting. So. I feel like placing the show in Berlin invites a different kind of character. First of all, they're like European or something, which just feels different to me. I mean, well, I guess some of them are Americans, but also a lot of them are European. And that it just feels different to me. It was like last year, it was like all of these Americans who were living in the Middle East. And this year it's... some that are living in Europe, which doesn't represent the same kind of thing. Because it was like last year they were all at the CIA station or living in the embassy, and that was like their community, right? And this year, mm-hmm. it's not like that. It's not like they're all confined to one single space. And so I think it invites a lot more different types and varieties of people who have different kinds of experiences and different kinds of personalities too. Like the journalist, Laura, whom I love. I think that she's, I mean, despite the fact that a lot of people are like, she's so annoying. And I mean, I guess one person's annoying is like another person's, I love her, or, you know, she's abrasive and she's opinionated, but I think that she's really interesting. And I think that the actor who plays her is really strong. That's my first impression, but she represents a totally different kind of character that we've never seen before. It's kind of like the first four scenes of the show were filled with all of these people whose like express mission and their purpose was like to work for the CIA or for the government, and it was very kind of gung-ho about that. Do you know what I mean?
It was very government-sided. I'm not saying like it's pro-government, but there, it's like this is the point of view of people who work for the government.
And now they're introducing a lot of characters who are not like that. Basically, all the people who work with Carrie at the foundation are a lot more liberal and progressive, and I think that's interesting. And I think I'm very interested to see where Carrie falls. And it's also really interesting to see the progression of Saul and Quinn, who I probably used to think of as being more liberal and more progressive, and now they've kind of, you know, seemed a lot more
regressive,
reserved, you know, reserved and more in line with the call of the CIA. So I think it's interesting. I'm intrigued by a lot of the characters. So I already talked about Laura, who I think, I don't know, there's something about her that I just find really I find really amusing. Like, I think the way that she rattles Carrie is funny to me. Like, for Carrie, she's so rarely challenged, and whenever she is, it always seems like she's surprised or something that someone would have, you know, the balls to stick up to her. And so I really like the scene at the birthday party where they kind of sparred and in that way. I really liked that scene a lot. I'm always just impressed when another actor can go really head to head with Claire Danes, and I think that she was more than capable. So I'm excited to see where that goes and what other shit she stirs up. So
I mean, like, my feelings on her are kind of neutral at the moment. You know, I didn't, like, notice her, like, oh my god, I love her. Yeah. But it's not like I hated her or anything at all. I feel like my feelings will develop further as the show goes on.
Yeah. What do you think about Allison, the Berlin station chief?
Honestly, like, I thought it was interesting how, like, you know, they have this conversation and it's like, Carrie, like, it's like a little bit, she was a wake-up call for Carrie in the sense that, like, Carrie doesn't get to know everything anymore because she's not in the CIA. But for me, it, like, I don't know, I just, like, feel like I haven't seen enough character development to really think about the character more as the characters in relation to how Carrie reacted to them. I mean, that was, like, on the forefront of my mind, but she seems like, I don't know, like, she seems interesting.
Yeah. I was surprised that she had a past with Carrie, that they, like, were abroad, I think she said in Baghdad or something, and, you know, had certain experiences together. That's always, it's always surprising to me. I don't know. I think that who Carrie was, you know, before she met Brody is kind of unknown a little bit. And I'm always really intrigued and wanting to see more of that shown and shed light on, I guess. Yeah, so that was surprising to me. And too, like, whenever Carrie is really interacting with a woman, I just think it's intriguing because she's like not very good at it. She like doesn't know how to relate to other women, I feel like. Or at least she didn't for the first four seasons. Just like she was like so bad at it. I mean, like the thing that really comes to mind is that scene in season three where Jessica Brody comes to her door and like it was just like so, and sort of like beside the fact that, you know, that she had a relationship with Brody, it was like so weird for her to be like interacting with a woman outside the sphere of work. So I'm just, I don't know. I thought that scene was really interesting. And Carrie seemed so surprised that, you know, she wouldn't get exactly what she wanted. I thought that was interesting, of course, but that's classic Carrie, I guess, always surprised when she doesn't get her way or when people turn her down. But it sort of brought to mind the fact that the foundation that she works for is perhaps not doing everything by the book or something. I don't know. Right. I thought that.
What is the foundation? Do we know?
So the way that I understand it to be is it's a philanthropic foundation.
Right.
That supports a lot of different causes in a lot of different mediums. So, so obviously that's very vague, but I think it's like vague on purpose. So we know that he sponsors journalism that is probably provocative and very progressive, right? That's Laura. We know that he supports, I think that he probably promotes peace and probably promotes peace by providing aid to people who are without it. So, like, obviously that's the purpose of them going to the refugee camp. And so I think that that's kind of his cause, is just to make or to promote free and open societies. And he does that in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
By sponsoring different things. Sense. Which, you know, kind of goes, you know, somewhat against the mission of the CIA.
Right.
A free and open society may not be safe, and it may be a breeding ground for destructive forces, I guess. That's probably what they think. I don't know. I think it's interesting that she chose to go work there in the private sector for this foundation that they've made clear its mission, at least on the surface, seems really great, but everyone in CIA thinks that she's a traitor. I think that's just really interesting to explore.
Yeah. No, it's like weird. I really wish we could have seen the 2 years that went by. Do you know what I mean? Like how it all came about, like how she decided to move there, like why she chose that place to work.
Yeah.
But
I think about that a lot.
I don't know.
Daydream about it, I guess, you know, like I think about, you know, she quits the CIA, she, you know, there's the hearings for the director of the CIA and her thought process and revealing to them what had happened to Saul. I think about her deciding to leave America with her kid. I think about her thinking about Quinn and wondering where the fuck he is, and I think about her saying, okay, I'm gonna go move to Berlin, which is a place that she'd probably not ever been to very many times before. I think about her deciding to go work for this foundation whose mission and goal is kind of the opposite of what she'd been doing for the last 15 years. I think about her wanting to atone for her sins and how she feels about that and the guilt that she feels about that. And I think about her, as we saw, which is very surprising, rediscovering her faith, which is, I thought that was probably like the single biggest surprise, is that she's like now religious or spiritual in some way. And I never really considered her as someone who is raised religious at all. So it caught me really by surprise and off guard, but I think it says a lot about like the headspace that she's in and right. kind of the changes that she's made. Because, and I said this before, I think, but if you look at where she is when season 5 starts versus where she is when season 4 ends and how drastically different they are, like, you can't really overstate just how different of a path she's on. And I think right. that speaks so much to how affected she was by all of the events that occurred in season 4 from the very beginning to the very end. And I think she made such a reactionary choice. And so I think that that just shows how deeply affected she was by all of it. Anyway, so I think about her first meeting Jonas, I think the J is pronounced like a Y because that's how a few characters said it, which makes me feel a little silly. But I think about that. I think about her, like, deciding to move in with him. I think about, you know, her relationship with her daughter. I don't know. I think about all this stuff. So I don't really need the show to show it to me because mm-hmm. I've developed my own way of how it's gone. And if they did, it would probably be maybe different than what I saw. But too, like, I think that the writers have explained a little bit of what happened in the intervening years.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I just, it's like, oh, it's like, I'm like so like afraid to like see it all fall apart. It's going to be bad. Oh,
but you know what's going to happen. Semi-did. It's going to, like, it literally lasted for 20 minutes. I believe at the 20 minute mark was when she went into the Berlin station. Right,
like, so that, literally, I think the part where it started falling apart was when she saw Saul.
That scene, okay, for, like, does anyone still like him? How is he likable at all? He is, like, the biggest jerk ever. I can't even explain how much he makes my blood boil. Like, I don't know.
It's so funny because, like, you know, I still, like, didn't – I obviously did not like Saul. Mm-hmm. But, like, that scene just made me, like, really, annoyed. I don't know. Like, he really was, like, upset with him because, like, you're literally telling a person with a real mental illness that her happiness is wrong. That's just, like, so generally fucked up. Like that is rule number one of, like, how to be a human being. Don't tell people who are happy they're bad. I don't know. It was just, like, made me so angry. And it's like, I literally hate you now. That's honestly what happened. And she, when she walked out and, like, her face, she was so upset. It was, like, horrible. Like, that was, like, it was a really good scene, though, because, like, made me really mad.
And, I mean, I totally agree with you. And I think I have a few things to add. The first is that this is not the first time that he said, your happiness is meaningless and makes you a bad person. At the end of season 2, basically, when they had that huge fight, which I kind of see as, like, the beginning of the end for them, he's basically like, if you choose to be with Brody, who is someone that he understands that she loves, however delusional the love was, in her heart, I think that she purely loved him, right? There was something pure, yeah,
of course,
in that relationship, and that the fact that he knows her better than anyone else, she's betrayed her secrets to him and her fears of being alone, and basically she said, I would rather be with someone else than be like you. You're alone, you're miserable, you are working in the CIA, but I would rather have a life with somebody else than work in this job and basically waste my life in this job. And he was like, you're the smartest and the dumbest fucking person I've ever known, right? So he has already expressed this sentiment to her. And, you know, it's not like a new thing that he's totally devaluing her progress. Like, look at all the progress she's made. She is like a full... she has a full life, right? I don't think that, I don't agree with anyone who watches this first episode and says that she is pretending in some way to lead a normal life. At least as much as we know what's presented to us, it really seems like she has, in pretty much all respects, a full life. She has a relationship with her child. She has a relationship with her boyfriend, which you can't discount the fact that this is the first real relationship she's had that's with a person who is suitable for her and normal and respectful of her, right? And it's mm-hmm. obviously serious enough that they live together and they're like raising her child, right? And so he totally was just like, he just seems like such a baby to me. Like, can he just like get the fuck over the fact that he is not the director of the CIA? And actually, I just, so there's that. There's the fact that to me, it's not something that's new. It seems like a repeated pattern. What's heartbreaking is that you can see the effect that it has on her. Like you said, when she walks out, it looks like she's about to cry because I think that she still sees him as this man who needs to validate her life decisions, right? I think that in some, like, some part of herself...
She needs to cut him out.
Right. But in some part of herself, she really, really cares what he thinks. And it's funny that when she left, Allison's office and she was you should leave out the back, and she, you know, walks out the front as kind of like a defiant gesture. And you can see that I think she kind of has to psych herself up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that she wanted it to go well. I mean, she started off the conversation and she was being, you know, friendly to him, and he just totally shut her down. I think that she wants to repair that relationship, actually, but he's being just such a dick. And I really hated when he was like, if I was mad at you, you wouldn't have a job. And I was like, did you totally forget that she like saved your life last year? She like actually saved his life like twice, basically. I mean, just like, I can't comprehend why he's the one who feels betrayed.
It's so funny. I just can't comprehend it.
Like, what is going on in his brain?
It's very interesting because, okay, what you were saying before about how this isn't a new thing, like, at least for me, it's so weird because, like, when I think back to that, in the season two, like, I remember, like, somewhat agreeing with Saul in the sense that I don't think that Carrie should be with Brody. But that's like a whole nother, you know, thing.
I agree with you.
But like, in the sense that it was a lot more morally complex because of who Brody was.
Right.
But now he's doing the same thing, but it's almost like revealing to me how shitty he is simply because like, this is not morally complex.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's being a good mom. She's, you know, in a healthy relationship. She has a good job where she does safe things. Like this is so obviously clear that her life is positive that it's revealing to me that like, holy shit, like this guy's crazy. Like before I didn't think he was crazy because there was a lot of shit going on back then. But now it's like, he's psycho. Like he's like insane. I hope no one hates me for saying it. I don't know. Like who likes Saul?
I'm pretty sure that everyone who is going to listen to this hates him. So don't worry.
It's like, it's so strange because like, he's so deluded. Like he really is. Like, how could he ever think that he was going to be director of the CIA again? How does that happen?
I read something that was really funny. So the like, I think it's the Wall Street Journal or something. They do this thing once per episode where basically they reach out to someone who's in the intelligence world and they kind of fact checked the episode. And one thing that the guy said was totally unbelievable is that someone who is the former director would take like a several levels demotion and then go work as like the head of European division or something. And that just made me smile because I'm like, I hope he feels really insignificant in his job. But okay, so I guess the one last thing that I would say in this is that I agree with you that in season two it was a lot more morally complex and that his position inside was a lot more supportable, I guess. But I think it still shows that same disregard for her personal happiness.
I just didn't realize it last time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. My personal belief is that he didn't object to her wanting to be with Brody because Brody was a terrorist. I think he objected to her wanting to be with Brody because it meant that she would not be in the CIA anymore. And he only finds value in her when she is using her gift in a way that is useful to him. Like, that is my complete... like, that's my belief on what their relationship is, at least season two onward, or, like, late season two moving forward. Or actually, at the beginning of season two, I still think it's really fucked up that he... At the beginning of season two, and this is obviously reaching way back now, but at the beginning of season two, she was, like, really trying to lead a life that would be... be healthy for her, and he persuades her back into the action.
I would love to see my friends who love Saul so much try to explain themselves out of this one.
You know what? I almost feel like some people's love for characters is blinding, and I get that. My love for Carrie is blinding. I still acknowledge that she does really shitty things, but I'll never stop loving her or stop defending her, so... I don't know how you can feel that way about Saul, but whatever. And it just sucks because his relationship with Carrie used to be my favorite thing about this show. And it is still a really... I still think it adds a lot of value to the show, but it's no longer, like, my favorite thing about it in the sense that I, you know, love them. I love watching them in scenes together because it's usually always really...
good.
Yeah.
They're great actors.
Yeah,
both
yeah, but I don't like... But it just... So one thing that's interesting is, so Claire was on the Charlie Rose show, like, the night before last or something, and she was talking about season five rather openly, and she, you know, basically said that they would reconcile, and I'm just like, how? Like, how? Like, I can't even wrap my head around what could possibly happen that would cause her to forgive him. Which, I mean, Carrie, we know, forgives people probably way too easily, right? I mean, she was in love with Brody and he did horrible shit to her. I guess it's debatable if whether what Brody did to her is worse than what Saul has done to her. That's an interesting question. But but she forgave him way too... Like, she forgave him, like... 4 episodes after it happened, like, after he basically ruined her life and made her think that she was losing her mind, she forgave him and, like, loved him deeply. So I still think that she craves Saul's validation, and so I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season they were reconciled. But I'm just like, Saul, like you said, he's like a crazy sociopath. Like, what
is
his deal?
And she needs to cut him out.
I know. Yeah, she just needs to...
It's a destructive relationship.
Cut him out of her life. It is so destructive. And I never feel
it's
like
almost
he
as
gets...
destructive as Brody and her. No, that's so different. But, like, do you know what
it
I'm
is,
saying?
It is really different. I think bad. They're both destructive and really different, but...
Right.
Horrible ways, obviously, yeah. So maybe enough about that. Now that I'm all, like, worked up, let's talk about Quinn. No, just kidding. I don't know. We could talk about Peter Quinn. He is, well, okay, I'm interested to hear what you think because you like him more than I do.
Right.
Or most people like him more than I do. Probably everyone. What do you think?
It's so funny because all this stuff about Quinn on, like, from Showtime is hilarious. It's like, Quinn's a hero. It's like, are you watching the show? I don't even think he's supposed to be. Like, do you know what I mean? He's supposed to be a morally gray character. Like,
it's like he does murder people for a living.
Yeah, like that's
that is his
thing.
Profession.
And yet people's reaction is, he's amazing. I don't get it. Whatever.
I think, well, actually... I'll let you speak and I'll say what I think.
I mean, so I definitely think that his story is going to be interesting this season. I mean, I hope they don't go like an obvious route, like, oh, he wants out again. I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes. I'm really excited to see what happens with him and Carrie because, like, come on. Like, I just want to see what happens. Like, I want to see what happened. Like, I cannot wait to see what their reactions are to each other. Actually, my dad asked me something. I, like, wrote it down because it was such an interesting question. I don't know my opinion on this, but like, do we think that Quinn knows that Carrie is in Berlin? I don't know, but like, either way, that could be interesting. I'm just really interested to see, you know, because like a lot of this was still like set up, like for the episode. I mean, like, you know, setting up what he's been doing, like what his deal is. I loved his scene in the room with all the CIA people. I thought that was great.
A great scene.
Yeah, that was a really good scene. You know, you can see like he's the rock bottom. Like he's, you know, lower than he's ever been before. I think he pretty much is very hateful to the world. Like. He's not, but
I feel like
he's like,
he just doesn't care. I don't even feel like he is hateful. I feel like he just has given
it's like
up.
Gone. Yeah. Like all of his like emotions.
He's like a shell. Yeah. Like a ghost. Yeah.
A shell of a man. But yeah, no. And like, I'm totally interested to see where it goes. I love him so much, even though I know he's a shithead. So yeah.
I have a few questions. So I like I really like the scene where they were in the bunker at Langley. I thought that was a really good scene and kind of it was like surprising, I think, from like a writing standpoint.
Yeah,
kind of
great commentary.
What they said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very politically charged. I felt that was really important and probably a lot of the audience, you know, doesn't ever hear that. Anyways, I really like that scene. My question is, so he's been in Syria for the past 2.5 years, right?
Yeah.
So he's been leading this special ops group, and then he's in Berlin all of a sudden. And my question is that something that he's been doing, like, on the side for Saul? Or is that something that Saul recruited him to do once he saw him kind of crash and burn in that meeting? What do you think? I wasn't sure about that. Like,
I have
whether
no
or not
idea.
This has been something that's been going on for a while. I feel
I
like
actually
it's
realized
new.
That I didn't realize that like he was in Berlin. Like I knew it, but like I didn't realize. Does that? I don't know if that makes sense. But like, you know that whole scene where like Saul was walking and then they passed each other, and it was, like everyone went oh, and I like didn't do that. I was like, wait, why is that special? I was like, and I didn't realize it's because like oh, they're in Berlin.
Yeah.
Quinn's in Berlin. I like didn't make that connection till earlier today, and like I don't know why I'm stupid, but like so. I'm going to have to rewatch it because, like, I don't even know why he's in Berlin. He's just killing people for Saul? Like, honestly, that's kind of weird. Like, that's a little too...
It is weird.
That's
and
a
I
little,
think it,
like,
right.
too, you know, what's, like, good of a coincidence or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's... Yeah, I
It's
I don't,
a TV show, so,
right.
like, I'll take it. But, like,
right.
it's,
so,
like,
I feel
I'm curious
like this...
if he knows. Does he know that Carrie's there?
I don't think he knows that.
You don't
Carrie's
think
there.
He knows? Because my dad thinks he knows.
I
can't decide
don't
if think I
think
he knows or not.
I don't think
if
he does.
If he doesn't know, that'll be really interesting. But if he does know, that'll also be really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Both of
we'll
them
see.
Are, right. So I feel like this Berlin thing must be new because it feels like actually, maybe it's not. I can't
I feel like
decide.
Maybe he,
so,
I think that,
right.
that they've done it before, but not in Berlin. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's probably contracted him to kill people before.
Right.
But not...
So,
or no, isn't he just back from Syria?
Right, but I thought he was, like... So, okay, so what happens is that he's in Syria for the past 2.5 years. He goes to this
thing,
meeting at the CIA, and he's like, you should send me back. But they obviously don't send him back. I guess Saul then goes to Berlin because there's the leak. There's the attack, the cyber attack. And then he meets him in that, I'm just like a post office or something. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, the Germans aren't on board for this any longer, which kind of gives the impression that they've done it before when the Germans have been on board.
Right.
But it seems weird to me that, I don't
that
know.
That Quinn's been hanging around in Berlin when Carrie's been there too. That
yes,
they're all
that
hanging
seems weird
in Berlin,
to me.
Like
it seems,
the
yeah.
one randomest place.
It seems weird to me that Quinn would have been in Berlin doing kills on the side while also leading this group in Syria. So I don't know. It's maybe they'll never explain it. Maybe someone understands it at a deeper level than I do. So that's one question I had. I guess the other thing is, going back to what you said about Showtime and the way that they market Quinn, well, first of all, it doesn't surprise me that they market him as basically like, I don't
badass
know.
Badass cool dude. Right. Who kills
I mean, he's
people,
basically like.
But like ever like lovable murderer.
Right. I kind of feel like so. I remember very
it's so
distinctly.
Bad. Is that like describes our show.
So he kills that guy in kind of a brutal way, right? He like smashes his. He smashes his face with a pipe bomb or something, and then blows him up in his apartment, like as he watches on, basically, and walks away like he literally feels nothing. So okay, so there's that. That's just objectively what happened. Right. And so I was thinking about this last night, and I mean, it's totally me just being, you know, me being that person. But last year in the first episode, Carrie basically dropped a drone attack on a wedding party unknowingly. Right. She didn't drop right. Like they did the drone attack, or maybe it was like an airstrike or something, but they did that. And I don't. Not she didn't know that it was a wedding party, right? So she thought that she was taking out a terrorist, right? And she did that. And I feel like the reaction to that and the subsequent reaction throughout the season, or at least up to episode 6 or something like that, when she was very callous and, you know, had the relationship with Ion or whatever, the reaction to it was very hostile and very much like, what the fuck is wrong with her? She's a monster, basically, right? And so
now with Quinn, it's like, and, oh,
well,
it's
so
great.
With Quinn, he's killing people for hire, basically, and it's probably not the first time that he's done this. I'm not really thinking about what he's been doing in Syria, because that is like his job, and it's like a war zone or whatever. But he is like killing people with purpose and doing so in a rather heinous way. And so, but I have, and I'm not sure if it's just maybe I haven't seen it or I'm just not privy to it or whatever, but there has been no discussion about whether, like, what he is doing. Like, does no one care that he is doing this? It's just surprising to me. People love Quinn and they like want him to be a good guy and they want him to be happy or whatever, and I feel like there's no discussion of what he's doing. And so when I compare the reaction from the audience to these two characters' decisions and their behavior, respectively, Carrie's was really hostile and very aggressive, and Quinn's is like, no one cares, right? It's basically like he's being a badass, right? You know, he's Quinning all that stuff.
Ew,
right?
And ew, so please never say that out loud again.
So I'm wondering, is it the fact I have a few different hypotheses for why that is. The first is that Carrie is a woman, and so we expect her to act feminine, and by that I mean not killing people. And I mean, what she was doing in season one was very much, I mean, she was the station chief, she was making the decision, she was killing people, which is something that we probably associate more with men than women, right? So, and that Quinn is a guy and he's an assassin and he's cool and he wears a leather jacket, and so when he kills people, it's cool and it's badass. But when Carrie does it, it's like, what the fuck is wrong
this
with
is
her?
Just like, so
is it that
cliche.
So is the fact that she's a woman and he's a man, or, and this is what I hope it is that the fact that Carrie we see as the protagonist of the show and she is the heroine, right? And so we just expect better from her than what we expect from Quinn, who, like you said, is a morally gray
right
figure, and mm-hmm. we from the very beginning have known that he is a little shady and a little bit off, or a lot off. And so when he does things that are morally reprehensible, we turn a blind eye because it just doesn't matter as much to us that he is relatively good. That's uh-huh. what I hope it is, because it doesn't make me sick to my stomach. But
right.
I don't know. You what know, do you think?
Like, a better example, honestly, a better comparison is, like, if you think about the reaction from when Carrie accidentally kills, you know, calls, makes a call to, and kills that, the part wedding party, right. Compare the reaction to that, to the reaction of people when Quinn accidentally kills the kid. That's like really terrifying, because when Quinn accidentally kills the kid, people are like, oh no, he's going to be sad. Like, poor baby. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one's saying, like, how, like, he's horrible. Like, that was fucked up. Like, no, like, yeah, people are saying, oh, that's so sad. Well, whereas when Carrie accidentally kills people, it's like...
To be fair to Quinn, and, you know, I'm sure you guys are all shocked that I'm saying to be fair to Quinn, but to be fair to him, his reaction when he learned that he killed the kid was different than Carrie's, which is that they were at the wedding with the terrorist. Yeah. They should have known better. He put them in the danger, not me. Quinn's reaction was very much like, I fucked up and I feel sick to my stomach.
I'm a horrible person.
I do think that there is a tendency to, like, I think the phrase is, like, whoopify him. Like, to be like, oh, poor baby, when that is, like, not the reaction that that I think should, you know, be elicited. But everyone thinks I hate him. So I am, like, really careful. And it's so weird that everyone thinks that I dislike him, and they keep asking me questions about it. I'm like, stop doing this. I'm just going to say something that's going to get me into trouble, and you guys are going to, like, go apeshit or something.
It's so funny because, like, people are just... You don't have to, like, love a character unconditionally. Do you know what I mean?
I guess I, like, just kind of wish that there was more discussion about what he was doing. Maybe I'm missing it. That's totally possible that I just don't see it or something. But as far as I know, no one has been debating whether or not, like, what he's doing is
wrong or right.
Reprehensible. I feel like all the discussion has been around, like, him wanting out, which is basically saying, well, he's doing all this bad stuff, but he wants to leave. So it's okay. Right, I feel like it's an excuse to be like, well, he wants out, or, you know, he
doesn't want out right now. He's like not even a human right now. But here's a question: the guy he killed, was that a bad guy? Like, I think he was a bad guy.
Right. So I think basically the agreement that they have is that the Germans in their constitution, they're like specific.
Yeah, they can't spy on the people. Privacy so they're
laws and stuff, right? So they can't spy on their own citizens, and so basically they
hired the CIA to do it.
Yeah, they have asked the CIA to do that for them, and so the CIA is spying. And the same way that, you know, the FBI or whatever spies on people in the United States, the CIA is doing the same thing in Germany, and they're identifying people who they believe to be threats. This guy probably was a threat. I mean, he was building a bomb. Right. Although I kind of wish it had been something like he wasn't a threat or something like that. He just, like, I think
that would be interesting.
That would have been probably more powerful, like, than, like, he killed this guy who was actually bad.
I feel like I kinda wish it going been, to happen, maybe, because, like, I don't know.
Next week, supposedly, he's, like, supposed to kill this woman who looks like she's 25 years old, who recruits, recruits kids to the Islamic State or something like that, which, I don't know. I think that seems shady to me. That he's been asked to kill her.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure no one will talk about it, but whatever. No one's gonna be like, was he right to kill her? They're just gonna be like, look at the way he killed her. Man, that was so badass. Sorry. I don't know. I just can't help myself. Like, I just want to...
No, I mean, you're right. I'm not even arguing at all. I just, you know, I don't even know.
I know that you love him, but you also acknowledge that he's, like, that you understand that what he does is shitty a lot of the time.
It's, like, it's not even that so much that, like, I, like, I don't know. I feel like me saying, like, oh, and I love him is, like, the wrong sentiment. It's, like, I, like, suffer him. Do you know what I mean?
It's, like, the worst. You put up with him. I put up with him.
I, like, it's, like... I'm also, like, just so...
I know what you mean.
I think he's so, like, also tangled in Carrie's life. I just can't wait to see them in the same frame together.
I think I know what you mean, but you're attracted to him. And I don't mean, like, physically attracted to him, but you're, like, attracted to his character. And
I love the messed up ones.
Right, right. So, in regards to Carrie and Quinn, I have gone, you know, have talked about it probably ad nauseum, but I am really nervous for them, for their eventual reunion. At the same time, I'm interested to see what it's like. I know there's going to be some kind of a spark there, but it just makes me nervous because I'm afraid that the writers are going to, like, I'm afraid that the writers are going to be like, okay, we have to hook them up, and it would just feel really wrong to me to do
that. See, I actually don't, I mean, you know, me, ever the pessimist with Carrie and Quinn, I, like, don't think that's going to happen because of a lot of things.
In my rational mind, I don't believe that it will happen either, but I also don't, I don't know, there's a lot of things about that relationship that make me nervous. Because it jeopardizes Carrie's happiness. And I know it's foolish to, like, want her to be happiness. And it's futile. But I do. I want it. And so I'm naturally inclined to support the things that make her happy. And I'm inclined to be nervous about, not to not support them, but just to be nervous and wary about the things that I believe will jeopardize that. And I believe that Quinn entering her life again will jeopardize that, because he, it's different than Saul. Like, of course Saul is gonna mess up her life, but Quinn, it's different, right? Well, first
really
of all, there's
like Quinn has only been like, I can, no, there's a couple times, I never mind, I'm not even gonna say that statement, go okay. on.
Where was I? Oh, so like Quinn, that relationship is so volatile to me. It's like, it's not predictable, and that makes me nervous. It makes me kind of excited, but more nervous in a way that it makes me nervous that they're going to fuck it up in some way.
Right. And I think it's going to be very, I think the reason you're like excited is because it's going to be entertaining, like, you know, in
right,
a human way.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
There's
like,
going to be, right, right.
right. There's going to be entertainment.
a spark there between them, because they haven't seen each other, and they're, I think, two people who really know how to yes. get under the other's skin. Although I'm interested to see if Carrie is still that way with him. Regardless, they know a lot about each other. And it was something that I was thinking about before, or earlier today, but I was just thinking about, you know, kind of in sort of what we talked about. So like what happened to Carrie in the intervening years. Right. And so I was thinking like how much has she revealed about her past life, you know, like how much has she revealed about Brody or about what happened
to the Jonas?
Yeah. So
J-man.
Right. So has she revealed to him anything about Brody? Like he must know that the father of her child is dead, but like how much does he know?
I actually thought that he knows everything. I don't know why. I mean, I could totally be wrong, maybe. But I just came up with the impression that he does.
But it's also clear that he doesn't know a lot about what she did in the CIA. Like that seems it's going to be like a major plot point, her like revealing her past sins while she was working in the CIA. And so I was thinking like there is not the history there that there is with Quinn. And so like she doesn't have to reveal any of that to Quinn because he lived it with her, right? He was there right alongside the entire
this is
time.
Why I love
sorry. But it also made me wonder, is that why? So I was thinking about the season 4 finale when he was like, I've seen you at your worst. And I think that in some respects, Carrie finds comfort in that because it's like nothing that she has to hide and he accepts her for who she is. But I also think that it is not a good thing. And I wonder if maybe subconsciously she ran from that. She ran from the fact that he had seen the worst parts of herself, the parts that she doesn't want to reveal to other people. I mean, and so maybe that's not, you know, the definition of real love is to kind of hide parts of yourself. But I think Carrie at the end of season 4 feels a lot of guilt and is kind of ashamed of what she's done. And it's not, it makes sense to me that she would maybe subconsciously run away from that and go find someone who didn't know her and try to foster a new life where she was a better person. And this new guy, this
right, 'cause
new
Quinn's
partner
a reminder
didn't know what she had been, because to her that was probably a completely different person, and it's kind of like she didn't want that baggage. So I think there's two sides of it, and I was just thinking about that. You know, I think that we've talked about the fact that Quinn says, you know, I've seen you at your worst, and he still accepts her and how that's a good thing. But from Carrie's side, is that what she wants? I think Quinn saw that as something that was positive and in his favor.
Right.
But I wonder if Carrie was like rebelled against that, and maybe and like she basically did create a whole new life for herself, like a whole new identity. And
yeah,
I totally buy that she would feel like she has to push Quinn away because he just knows too much. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyways. No, I mean, like, this could be different from a lot of people, but for me, something that, I mean, since, like, you know, Quinn's introduction that I've always loved is that, like, I always felt that it was very one-sided. Do you know what I mean? Like, Quinn. Like, I thought Quinn was into Carrie, but Carrie was, like, you know, she, by the end of season four, like, she's aware, but I mean, I'm talking, like, seasons two and three.
Yeah.
Like, I was always into the, very into the whole, yo, Quinn's totally into her, and she, yes, that, like, that was the kind of the way I saw it. So, like, it totally makes sense to me that, like, she might not, you know, thinks that being with Quinn's not a good idea. Like, that all is, like, yeah. I just, like, I don't know. I'm, like, really into the whole Quinn's in love with her, and he's a tortured person, and he's just, he sucks. I don't know. But, like, yeah, like, I think it'll be really interesting to see how she reacts to him. I think that you're right, though. Like, I don't think she's going to, although I don't know, because, like, of all those clips from the previews, oh my God, it's, like, so stressful.
I think that she has bigger fish to fry, so to speak. Like, her priorities have shifted.
Too much. She doesn't even care.
Her priorities have shifted. And that's not to say that when they reunite, she's going to be like, I don't care about you anymore. No, I do think that she cares about him still, but I don't think that she loves him. And I'm not sure that she ever was in love with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I was always very much so into the whole aspect of the Quinn side of it, and not so much Carrie. Not till like the end of season four, really. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think that, I mean, I never even thought that she was really fully, like, aware until he started freaking out about Ion, and it was all gross and horrible.
That was gross.
So, I mean, I don't even know. Because I'm also a person who really enjoys, like, unresolved sort of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need things to be resolved. I feel like I've said this to you before, where I'm like, I'm okay if they never hook up. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's fine with me. So, I'm just excited. I love tension. I love it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's tricky. So we've covered a lot of bases. The one that I am interested to hear your take on is Jonas. So, the boyfriend who... We haven't seen a lot of,
I wish we saw more of him. I feel like I didn't really get to know him yet.
Right. I feel like a lot of the reaction was like, he has no personality. He's boring. But I felt completely opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that he was like vivacious or anything, but I didn't find him boring. And I think that
I think
what he is for Carrie, which is important for her because she's someone who can be erratic at times and unpredictable, is that he is a grounding force for her, right? He's the one who can talk to her and level with her. I really love the scene after the party when he was like, you don't have to do this if you don't
that was like want so to upsetting.
And like the look on her face was like, I want to believe you, but I just don't. And I think that it was interesting in what it reveals about her, but I liked what it showed about their relationship was that it was really two-sided, you know? It was reciprocal in ways, like the affection that was there and what they give to each other is unique. And I think it showed a lot of the comfort and the ease that it showed to me was I really liked it. And so I am really interested to see where that goes and where that ends up, because I'm pretty sure. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be on the entire season, and I don't think they're going to kill him off, because it would be so ridiculous if another one of the people that Carrie had slept with dies, because that would just be like, it would just be a total joke, right? Mm-hmm. He's not going to die.
I don't think he's
going to
die.
Some people are like, someone was like, a few people asked this question. They were like, oh, it was ridiculous, but they were like, I think that during is like feeding money to the Islamic State. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they were like, well, his family has Nazi ties, so maybe they're like fighting against the Jews together. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
All right.
And then a few other people were like, I wonder if Jonas will be beheaded. And I was like, What? And they were like,
people have weird trains of thought.
They were like trying to justify it with what had happened in France. Oh, I'm forgetting the name. The attack at the newspaper. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait.
Anyway, that happened like at the beginning of this year.
Oh, with the cartoonist?
Yes. Yeah. So they were like,
yeah.
And they were like, maybe they would use him as collateral or something. And I'm like, this is like not going to happen. But people think that he's going to die, but people think that everyone on the show dies all the time, which is not totally far from the truth, but people don't die for no reason. You know?
I think that there's a possibility they may not end up together at the end of the season, but I don't think he's going to die.
It would just be really, it would seem really like laughable if yet another man that she was with died.
No, I think he's about to see like a lot of her, you know, like past life, and that's going to deeply affect their relationship. And
that's what I'm really excited. I think that episode is the week after this upcoming week, so number 3. And I'm excited for that one because I've read a lot of stuff that makes it sound really good. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be very interesting. I wonder if Quinn and J-Man, I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'm calling him J-Man.
I'm just gonna say going to say Jonas.
Jonas. But like, are they ever going to be in the same frame? That'll be interesting. Okay. I don't think so, but
you saw
maybe
the promo where Quinn was like, you moved to Berlin, you met a guy, so
I didn't see that. Where is that?
Damn, okay. Shit. I don't know. It was like floating around on Twitter a few days ago. I don't think it's on YouTube, but it was the one where he showed the passports.
Something about passports. I think I might have seen a video.
He knows something. He knows something about her new life, which again begs the question, like, does she know that he's in, or
does he know that she's in Berlin?
Right. Does he know that she's in Berlin? Is he like spying on her in some creepy way that people are going to probably find endearing or cute or whatever?
I was talking about this with people. I was wondering, like, has he completely shut out Carrie from his mind, or is he like,
I think yes, he has.
Yeah, me too, because like
I think he shut out everything. I really don't think he gives a shit about any other person on this world, including himself. And he's totally in like drone mode. He's like a robot.
Yeah.
And I really think he just has no reaction and no human emotion. I don't think it's going to stay that way, but yeah. I think to deny that fact is ridiculous, and to deny that it's a problem is also ridiculous.
Right. I mean, that's why I also think that he doesn't know she's in Berlin, because I think that he's not caring about any other humans.
But I also feel like it seems like pretty, I don't know, like not widely known, but somewhat known that Carrie like left the CIA and moved to Berlin. So I feel like he must know maybe something.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Know. Yep.
Okay.
My dad asking the tough questions today.
I guess so. The last question, and we talked about it before, and I said that we would come back, is what scene would you add to the episode? Like, what scene did you really wish that we had seen, but it wasn't there?
I was saying before, like, I wish her child had spoken more, but
that's a good one. She was really cute, and I really enjoyed and thought it was really nice how good of a mom Carrie seemed, which is, I mean, I do think that she's a good mom, or like as good as she can be. She's never going to be like mother of the year, but I think someone with her problems, and by that I mean her mental problems, someone with her condition, I think to be a mother and to be a parent is at all is kind of an achievement. Uh-huh. And she seemed really good at it. Yeah. In like a really sweet way.
I think I wish the reason why her child had spoken more is because it, well, this is actually horrible, but like if the kid had been more like, this sounds like it was bad or something, and I don't think it was bad, but like if she was a little more like humanized, like, you know, like made us care about her a little more, it's gonna be even worse when what eventually happens will happen. But I just hope that people aren't like, oh yay, finally Carrie's like the, we don't have to worry about that kid for the rest of the season. I kind of wish we cared a little more. I'm not saying that we don't care.
I know what you mean. People have weird relationships with children on TV shows. Usually just because it's done so poorly or they're like super annoying. But I mean, her, she doesn't have any lines. I'm sure a lot of people like it that way. They don't want her to speak.
That's true.
I think one thing that adding lines giving her more lines, or at least like a conversation or something, like where, you know, it's the morning or something and like they're having breakfast or whatever. Yeah. And it's like a two-sided thing would have, I think, provided validation that Franny is like well-adjusted, like as well-adjusted as a 3-year-old can be, and something like, oh, she's okay. Despite the fact that her, you know, when she was a baby, of course she can't remember, but just like she is okay. And
normal, like, relationship with mother and normal 3-year-old.
That Carrie is, like, raising her well. And I think that's probably hard to do with a 3-year-old. I think it's probably a lot easier to do with, like, an 8-year-old or something like that. Uh-huh. To show that she's not, like, completely, like, messed up or something because of who her mother is. Anyways.
Right.
But with when you're 3, I don't know. She had a few lines that I thought were cute. Her voice was really cute. Okay, so a scene that I kind of wish we had seen, and this is a little bit related, but so the scene between when Jonas finds Carrie on the street, so like when she's been shoved out of the van and like she's on the street or whatever, and he like rushes out to meet her and she says she doesn't want to talk about it, she just wants to go inside. I wish that there had been a scene between that and when we see them in the bed and she gets the phone call. That was something that was about her either talking to him about it or something that like explained why Franny was in the bed with them. Something that was just like a
filler there. Like,
yeah, like a middle scene.
Oh, they
there.
Just went to bed? No, like something, you well, know, they I mean, probably had a conversation.
I I'd know that they didn't just go to bed, but I want to know what the conversation was that they had, what the nature of that was.
I agree. That part, that would have been good. I feel like maybe that could, I don't know. I would like to see that as well.
It's a fun game. There's always so many scenes, and I mean, usually they involve Carrie in some way. I do kind of wish that we had gotten, I mean, and I'm not really someone who needs a lot of like plot explanation. I don't usually think about, well, you know, why did this happen? That's like a plot hole or whatever. It doesn't make any sense. I like totally really don't care about that aspect of the show. You know, when there's plot holes or something, I like breeze right past them, and I usually find them, you know, it's like, oh, it's just Homeland being Homeland or whatever. But I kind of am interested in this whole like Quinn Saul arrangement and like what the nature of that is and when it began and like how we ended up in Berlin, because it kind of seems like maybe there was a scene that was like a phone call or something where he was like, you're not going back to Syria, you're coming to Berlin or something like that, and it was cut or something like that. I don't know.
I feel that. I liked it. I just said, like, I didn't even realize that they were like, oh, they're in Berlin. Like, oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to rewatch that episode. I can't say enough that I usually don't ever care about this stuff, and I don't know why. Right. Maybe I just, like, was, you know, thinking too much about the episode, but I was like, that doesn't really, I don't really understand it. I don't really know what's going
on. It's like very convenient.
And now it's bugging me. Convenient. Yeah. Now, well, it has to be convenient, right? It has to, like,
no, yeah.
I mean, they.
Quinn needs to be in Berlin eventually.
Right. They moved them to a completely new country, so they all have to intervene at some point. And I even saw, like, some comments that they wished it would happen sooner. You know, like, I think that Saul being in Berlin is believable.
Right.
I mean, believable in the context of it's like a massive coincidence, but it's not kind of like, oh, and, you know, he just is in Berlin for like a trip or something, you know? Yeah. It's always going to be coincidental, right? When you're bringing three different people from completely different spheres of the universe into one place. It always has to be some kind of coincidence, but... I have faith that they'll be able to do it in a believable way. And if it's not believable, I probably won't care that much.
We're lovers.